Good evening. The show begins tonight in Gaza. Gaza, as seen from the Republican majority in the House of Representatives. Peculiarly, the bill advanced, I learned from Josh Rogan of the Washington Post, the bill advanced to fund some of the president's request. Also had a detail in it about the IRS that is forgettable and clearly a deal-breaker. It appears to Josh Rogan that the Republican House is unserious about meeting the needs of two wars where one side is clearly fighting for its existence, Israel, and the other side is clearly a villain, a bad actor, a malignant force, Hamas, that is similarly in Ukraine. Ukraine is fighting for its existence. In any event, Josh says that Senator Graham, Lindsey Graham, told him that this would all be sorted out in the politics of the moment. Still alarming. I then have a happy conversation with Jeff Bliss of Pacific Watch about Las Vegas getting ready for the Formula One race in a matter of days. I looked at the ticket prices. Looks to be about $1,500 to sit in a good place as this rebuilt track in Las Vegas. I've never thought about going to Las Vegas, but this looks tempting. Jeff also says they've got lots of sports teams, lots of fun. It's a magical place, in profound contrast with San Francisco that will momentarily host APEC. But at the same time, San Francisco's in such disrepair. Tragic. Then Gene Marks joins to converse about small business in America. The credit crunch is here. Small businesses are feeling it. The slowdown is here. Small businesses are feeling it. This is what the Federal Reserve started to engineer in the spring of 2002. Well, it's arrived. So the question now is, how long will it go on? I don't have the answer, and no one does. Wall Street is looking for a cut sometime in 2024. When? I don't think the rates will go higher. But then again, the vicissitudes of the Federal Reserve. Off to the Keystone Report with Selena Zito. The truckers are in recession now. They overordered, they overbuilt during the pandemic, thinking the Americans would always be ordering at home. Well, they're not. They've become cautious. The pandemic money is gone. People are putting their credit cards away or extending their credit cards over a long period of time and paying those higher rates. Also talked to Jim McTague in Pennsylvania, Lancaster County. He says people are being very careful about shopping. He went to a thrift shop, a thrift store, large facility with lots of stores, lots of people bring their household goods back to sell them, secondhand clothes, secondhand crockery. There were two people in the store, Jim and one other customer. Not a good time to count on consumers keeping the American economy going. Bob Zimmerman laments the passing of an Apollo hero. We also talk about how Lucy, the probe to asteroid belt, has now come across an asteroid unknown as a binary. Well, we've now established it's two asteroids together. Very dangerous if it ever headed our way. Someday, very dangerous. Space Force, Henry Sikorsky and I talk about Space Force now looking to define itself as an offensive, what is defensive, and also inventing something called the Triad, Special Forces, Cyber Command, and the Space Force. Sounds utopian science fiction to me, but we'll see as it moves forward. Lots of rain in Tuscany. Florence streets were flooded. A lot of damage to the surrounding area. Rain came down very quickly in 3 hours. I speak to Lorenzo Fiore about it. We also talk about the olive crop, which is poor this year. His crop was okay because it was protected by the hills around him. Microclimate around his grove. Beautiful. Israel, then, watching the anti-Semitism in Europe, watching the anti-Semitism in America. What is to be done? Joel Kotkin and Harry Siegel join to talk about this fresh dilemma for Jewish voters in America. The Democratic Party, which is a happy home for Jewish voters for many decades, now contains people who are celebrating Hamas or celebrating the Palestinians or in some fashion being extremely threatening. And what is to be done? Later on, a conversation with Bill Whelan about Gavin Newsom's trip to China, and then with Conrad Black about the strange case of the smearing of a major general without documentation. Odd business. This is Canada. Finally, a visit with Professor Larry Cathles, emeritus at Cornell University, geology, about his youth at Princeton's geology department when he befriended Jason Morgan, who has passed away, and I found Professor Cathles in Nature magazine writing the obituary for Jason Morgan, his friend, who died recently at the age of 87. Jason Morgan is the man who saw one day, looking at a map of the ocean's bottom, Atlantic, he saw what becomes plate tectonics, turning around a circle, a pole on the Earth, is how the continents move. Before 1967, there were theories, but no evidence that was accepted that the continents moved. For example, look at Africa, look at South America. They seemed to fit together, but they didn't have an explanation for it. Before Jason Morgan saw it one day in 1967, 66, presented his paper in 67. The part of this was autobiographical because I took Geology 101 in the fall of 66 at the geology department. I don't remember the professors' names. I've lost my notebooks, but it was fun to revisit because Larry Cathles tells me that they didn't teach what they knew to be true. It was too fresh. Continental drift, we call it. Plate tectonics. How the world works. How other worlds work. What we know about planets. The moving around of the supercontinent. And the continents continue to move. Atlantic opens. There will be in 250 million years a completely different profile of Earth, all one day seen by Jason Morgan. There's much more on the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.